single dad, as a comedian, as a single father, as you guys are, obviously, has that helped or hindered you when it comes to trying to bang audience member, female audience members? Let's get to the good shit here.
Let's get to the important.
I want to hear about that.
It's kept me out of a couple relationships. I remember one girl I was dating, she was a little younger. She was like, she made it sound like that was baggage. She was like, baggage. And I was like, what? Now, the old me that was like drinking or looking at this girl, like,
oh, respect the shit out of her.
I was like, baggage? You just called my kid. I had to really assess what she said, and I was able to do that. That's a sign of maturity. And I'm like, you're saying that I have a kid as baggage? And I let her have it. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I'm like, no, you didn't. You know, you're just called my kid baggage. So some women aren't going to like that. They're not going to like you have a kid automatically, even though I don't live with the kid.
But that's
or
fine. Who cares?
Yeah, it's part of it's like, fuck you piece of shit. You know what I mean?
But just
like,
to be fair, though.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's that. It's just, you know, some people don't want
to. You know
what
your problem is, Steve? You're a pussy, and you keep trying to get emotionally attached to people. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding with you.
I know. No, you're right.
Dude, hold on. But hold on.
You're
not wrong. But wait. If you met a chick, that let's say we're all in our 20s, right? We're at a bar. I met this girl. She's like, oh, I got a kid. I was the first one to say, oh, you got a kid? I want nothing to do with you.
That's baggage. I'm that way now.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Kevin Gauthier is a liar because he's banged more mothers in Costa
Rica. I haven't. I really haven't been one of the mothers. I'll be straight up with you. I'll tell you. I've never been.
I'm hypocritical. No,
mom.
But here's the thing. Honestly, for me, it's not the kid. It's the fucking ex I don't want to deal with.
True. A lot of times
honestly, because like if I think about Steve, for example, I probably have zero problem with a 12-year-old kid.
Steve's in, guys.
He's
in.
Mark.
Using that kid as bait.
I'm going to get shanked. Like, are you fucking kidding me? I could die. That's baggage.
Guest starring on the real-life Orange is the New Black, Monica Vita.
Yeah, because, well, for guys it's easier, though. Because most of the time the woman has him, you're a weekend father, you can totally keep the kid away from whoever you're dating. Like, right. No girl, if I'm seeing, would never even know how to kid.
Yeah, but then you get it off with somebody who's a little older, like Mo, and she's like, no, I really want to meet your child and be a part of their life. And then that's
no.
What you get to.
Yeah.
Good? Really good. She's a keeper.
But then,
I'm in there now.
And that's when you say, like,
this
whatever.
This become a live sex act.
All of a sudden, your son will be like, I've been masturbating ever since I met Mo.
her name is New Mommy now.
Mama Mo.
New Mommy.
Mama Mo
is next. My son's going to have a cure poster over there.
Think about it, you guys.
He's going to start watching those MILF porns and be like,
I love MILF porn. I do.
Listen, I'm
with the mom and the daughter hooking up with this
love that.
Lucky dude. Yeah.
The mom can say, that's not how you suck a dick. This is how you suck a dick.
Leave the testicles. Leave them.
I went on a school field trip last week on a Monday, 7th grade field trip, and I was looking at all the female teachers wondering who he's masturbating to.
Any of them?
Who did you masturbate to?
Yeah, a couple.
You
like,
guys have the same taste?
We were hitting it off. I think I could have definitely picked up one or two of them. I'm like, let me not.
One of the comics.
Until 8th grade when he's leaving the school.
One comic we know very well has flat out admitted, you know.
Sean.
Okay, we'll
we
blow him up. That
no.
He talks about blowing up his babysitter and his fucking his kids' teachers. O'Hagan.
Oh God!
I think that's
and
I love
the
that.
Neighbor.
Yeah, and the neighbor. Yeah,
I can't.
She's
I can't.
Them all
but
up.
Here's the thing. I can't.
I was gonna keep it.
He must have a great day. Well, he does it in his act.
Yeah,
Sean O'Hagan. Sean O'Hagan. H-A-G-E-N.
That's 183 West. I'm gonna be honest with you. See, I can't sit here and act innocent. Like I've banged a couple teachers and a neighbor, and just kind of like I've hooked up with people like that.
You're a whore.
Yes. Well, I'll put it to you this way.
Why are you slut shaming him?
Yeah. I spent
dirty
wrong podcast.
I got to do this. My son and my best friend, who is like my sister, sat down and spent 8 hours last summer convincing me that I'm a whore, like getting me to admit that I'm a hoe. So yes, I'm a
did
hoe.
You get your things snipped?
Why did it
what
take
do you
that?
Making
your
second
kids?
Huh? Why did it take that long to convince
I was going
to
say, this should be like a fucking one-sentence conversation.
Because it was a lot of fun to just sit there and do
that.
I
was like...
It was so entertaining because they started creating their own language, like homentous, occasions, like just all types of stuff. But it's...
I've been called worse. All right, honey, let's get
this
fucking
I have to admit, I've used my kids to get laid. Oh, my God.
Oh, sure.
Oh, the pawn move?
Oh, my God, you have no idea. I hooked up with this ridiculously hot, like, 23-year-old
I tried to,
once.
Too, but seventh-grade girls aren't really...
You're not supposed to date your son's classmates.
Oh, not yet. All right.
I did. Oh, a girl, I ended up dating this girl who worked with autistic kids that I met through my daughter.
Oh, Jesus, I would love to bang.
Oh, she was so hot. Oh,
would you? That's on the list,
your
right?
Your daughter will be like, yeah.
I'm trying to bang a midget.
I'm the reason he's fucking you.
Basically,
I've masturbated to a midget porn once.
I'm laughing the entire time. I can't. I'm laughing watching midget porn.
I don't know. I find they're really aggressive.
Well, they have to be.
They're like really.
They gotta make up, you know.
Yeah, they're like, wow, that's weird. It's interesting.
Wait, two midgets together?
No, absolutely not.
Because that's like inbreeding porn right there.
What is that?
You know what? You lost points on his relationship list. Like, he was like, you know what? I'm never going to let you meet my son.
That's horrendous.
Honestly, really? Two midgets having sex? Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a whole reality show.
Everybody wants Game of Thrones. Everybody wants Peter Dinklage to jump on some.
That's like when you
girl.
Take two little dolls and you're like, mum, 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 and you try to make them kiss, and just, that's what that looks like.
No, you don't do that. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. Oh, God. I'm
you
so sorry.
You play waiter. Waitress, you do that.
Mark, what about you? Is that being a single father comic, has that helped or hindered with you with banging audience members at shows?
Nothing's ever stopped me from that.
And wait a minute, I've never really got to bang an audience member.
That didn't
yet,
sound
dude.
Right.
No, have you? Never?
No.
No, it's not about rape. I'm just saying.
I feel like nothing's close. Ever stopped me from banging
comics
people.
That were
no, that's not what I said. Okay. I said nothing has ever stopped me from getting laid because I
had a. Well. I have that kind of prevents me, but
that in air quotes.
But I could have as well.
Time out. What was that?
Pregnant wife.
Yeah. Pregnant wife.
That prevented me from banging a few audience members. That.
But you know what it is though. Here's the thing. It's easy. I don't know what you're doing wrong, but it's easy as a comic to get
people tell secrets
to get laid. Speaking of the witch, to get laid, and as a comic, if you're funny and you have a good set. And you're hanging out afterwards, you're going to meet people that are just like, oh my God, you're just so funny.
You notice I don't drink, though. I don't drink or do
drugs. I didn't drink for 5 years, and I got more ass when I was sober doing comedy.
I don't know, I'm not.
Like, I just, I'm, and forgive me, ladies, I don't mean to refer to you as ass. I had more coitus.
He means man ass by that time.
No.
But I'm also a little picky. I'm a little older, man. Every time I look at a vagina now, I see child support payments. So I'm like,
well, stop fucking Puerto Rican girls, yeah. All right? That'll help you.
I swear to God, dude, child support is the fucking devil. Don't get divorced, dude. Child support. I've been in that court, fucking. You don't even know. Child
dude,
support.
And the thing is, in the Northeast,
and it's never
I will
enough.
Say this,
more. You need more. You don't.
In the Northeast,
bluffing mistakes.
Judges like I got hit. Here's the bad side of having kids. And being divorced, the judges, and especially here in New York, they have leeway. They can just hit you. They can just add stuff and call
it. Yes, they can.
They can call it a miscellaneous.
They've done it. They put $4,000 as soon as the kid went to court. I missed the court date, and they're like, $4,000, this is what you owe. I'm like, what do you mean? There's no way. It's $4,000. And I was always in the hole for like $45,000 to $5,000 from 12
from
years
jump.
Ago.
And
from
you know what
the
they can
start,
do?
I'm
but
like,
you know what
this
they can
bullshit.
Do too? But here's the thing. They can take away your driver's license.
Yep, done. I've been in jail. I've been in jail for non-payment of child support.
They can put out a warrant.
In the tombs.
Steve Martin, deadbeat dad.
Yeah.
Next time.
No, it's not even that he's a deadbeat. Let's say you work in construction. Guess what? Sometimes construction workers, they go
time and no.
Yeah.
And they come in.
Then this fucking judge goes, you got to give us $5,000. Because your license says that you live in Bayside, Queens, which is a nice neighborhood. I was like, it's just
hey,
my
five roommates.
She went literally by the fucking address on my license and just said, because you live, I says that doesn't sound like that's legal. Like that was literally
no. They can and let me tell you something. Like they
don't
can really
get separated from your girl.
They will. I got
she
news
makes
for you.
Good money. There's yeah. that.
She makes good money. I'm gonna be honest with you. You could come into this house and find her with all of Moe's ex boyfriends. And a
Mandingo
big,
cast?
Yeah.
And just in a big circle jerk. And you just got to come in, pat her on the back, be like, have fun, hey, I'm going to go take the baby out for a walk. Let it go. Just keep your money.
Let it go. Let it go.
Child support is a fucking
dude,
because
in the courts, in the Northeast especially, they will just.
It's not fair. It's totally fucked.
Oh, I heard it's disgustingly biased toward women.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, dude.
Toward us, I mean, sorry. I'll
tell you right now.
It's unfair. I was locked up with people that one guy paid the money. He paid like $2,000, Spanish kid. Good kid too, man. But they fuck up minorities. If you not even minorities, if you don't have money,
because
you don't have lawyers,
you don't have
anything because you don't have the resources to do anything. So now you're fucked, man. There was guys that had money, but they're like doing divorce cases. They had lawyers. They were able to get out of shit. You're like, you come in the jail and then bounce.
Mm-hmm.
This kid fucking paid the money to the judge in the courthouse. But there's two separate things. There's child support court, and then there's child support enforcement, which is up in Albany. Two separate, like, entities.
And it takes days for the information.
And then it wasn't reported to the other people. He got locked up for the money he paid.
And you know what happened?
He couldn't get out. 6 months. He's like, I paid that money, and I'm locked
up. He was in jail for 6 fucking months after he paid. God damn.
And now he's in jail. They didn't report it.
He's not making any money.
He's not making any money. And guess what?
He's still getting all
that money. And his child support is getting...
It's all fucked up.
It's getting all backed up.
And it's fucked. You know who it hurts ultimately is the kid and the woman. It's like, despite, you're going to cut
your nose off. But here's the problem. A lot of women don't give a shit. A lot of women are just like, good, let you suffer. I don't give a shit.
Like, I'm going to put child support.
I'm going to make you. I'm going to make you. You know what? You're not with me, so you have to suffer because you chose not to be with me.
Well, they ask. The judge gives them. They have the final say. I turned myself in on a warrant because I had a warrant for a while, and I was homeless and drinking, drug, partying and shit, and I was fixing my, repairing things. I was like, I got to go handle this. So I went in assuming maybe I might go to jail for 6 months. I'm ready to do it. And she, they brought her in. They're like, are you ready? What do you want to do? Do you want to, he's going to go to jail right now. Do you want to go? And I looked at her. I was like, I was ready. She's like, yes. I was like, well, okay. That makes no sense. You're not going to miss, you're going to miss money, all this shit. It was the greatest thing that ever happened because I went in there and I just wrote for 6 months.
I got in rip ship shape. I was benching 275 in 2 weeks.
I got in shape, and I actually wrote a fucking screenplay and like an autobiography. I wrote like 20,000 words just to get it all out. It's all still out there. I don't know what to do with it.
But the thing is, but here's the thing. The fact that, I missed some child support payments, and they took my license away, and I couldn't travel. And I got offered a really good job on a film production. Not even in the movie, but...
Did they garnish your wages? So, like...
Yeah, they will.
Oh, here's the other thing. This is another thing they did to me in court. My ex-wife was like... Because I had just started at a new company, so my ex-wife was like, don't garnish his wages. That can screw him up at a new company. Especially when you're working in a smaller company. They were like, no, don't garnish his wages. The judge was like, oh, no, if you don't want us to garnish his wages, it's okay. I said, no, I'm going to set up a bank account. I'm going to do direct deposit from my account to hers every day, every time I get paid. My ex-wife was like, perfect. I agree to that. This fucking judge went ahead and started. She was like, oh, I'm going to add a miscellaneous. It'll be like an extra $30 or something. It was like an extra $100, and they garnished it from my salary.
Yeah.
I lost that job within 6 weeks because they were like, we don't want.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
We don't want to deal with that. And it was like, and then I go back in the court, and the judge was like, well, why are you not? I said, because you garnished when you said you weren't going to garnish. It's on the record. You did it anyway, and now I don't have a job.
Which is fucked up. An employee should be sued for that. I mean, really, because that's not fair.
It's not fair, but you know this too. Also, employers don't want to deal with that. It's bureaucracy. It's a hassle. So here, and the judge went ahead and did that.
I don't want to get.
But you know what? The judges in New York, they go ahead and they say, oh, I don't care. That's your problem. That's the way they are, and they're just like, we don't give a shit. And it's kind of like, well, great, now that I'm not making any money, now I'm further deeper into the hole.
Well, that's what it seems like.
And it's a vicious cycle.
And it doesn't actually benefit anybody.
It doesn't benefit the children. It doesn't benefit anybody. And it's just kind of like, you know what happens? After a while, you kind of just go, I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I really don't. Like, at this point, it's like when I don't have money, I just tell my ex-wife, you know what, you're not getting anything. I don't have.
The older they get, we're cool now. Like, I pay my child support, but there's been times I started my own business. I couldn't pay for a few months. Right. Of course, she hates me during those 3 months.
Yeah.
And then we go back, but we don't go to court anymore, thank God. Because now it's automatic. Shit will just be automatic. The enforcement does shit. Yeah. It automatically does stuff. And I just hate it. It's just a hassle. But that's why, Kevin, going forward, that is like. You don't have a kid with somebody that you know either you're not going to be with or
it's a system. I was just going to say, that's why I'm kind of like, I don't know, man. I feel like I'm either going to, you know, not have a kid or just feel like, okay, well, I have to be prepared.
I think Steve's knocked you up with his eyeballs.
It's too old.
And those man fingers are his.
But no,
he's too old or you're too old?
I'm too old.
You're not too old.
You're not too old.
You're not too old. You're the same age as my wife.
Well, but...
Not well, it's fucking fact.
Well,
you're lucky.
Oh.
Anyhow.
This turned into Bill Cunningham fucking story too quick.
That wasn't the point.
You're not alone. Like, we gotta sing Michael Jackson tunes to you now?
No, but I just feel like, I think there's this thing where I would never have a kid with the thought of like, well, he's going to take care of it. Because I've heard too many stories. It's great if you have that situation. It's the right thing to do. But I would just, I don't know, man. And I know, people get into relationships, obviously. They think it's going to last forever. It doesn't. And then it's like, I think the worst is, when, you know, for example, if you get divorced, you have a child or two children with that person, they go off starting a new family, and then they shit on you and your kids. Like, that I could understand being, like, really upset about.
See, that I'd understand. But it's kind of like, but the problem is, also, the system is set up that it puts people against each other.
That's what I'm saying, and it's horrible. So clearly not a system that's meant to help in any way.
Like, I love my ex-wife. Like, I will always love and respect her, and
that's nice.
I talk her up. And I do.
Oh, it's your Hallmark card.
But wait, at the end of the day, they are the mother to your children.
Right, I mean, and it's just kind
of
like,
there's
got to
be some modicum.
I should read some of the texts I get from my ex.
I got those, too.
Fucking pull out next time. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, now I'm very careful. Yeah, I tell girls right away, right, when we're dating, like, you don't want kids, do you? You know, like, definitely.
Just tell them you're very much into butt sex. That way it guarantees.
I'm like, you're for abortion. Well, I tell them straight up, like, I will never be there for you if you have a baby. Okay, you want to still go on that date?
Like, you're buying, by the way. You're buying.
I will leave. You will never get anything. Like, sometimes you gotta be like that. I saw you on Friends.
Yeah, you'll let a girl suck your dick until it practically detaches.
Well, there's no risk of being pregnant there.
I know, but
that's safe.
I didn't want to hurt her feelings. But I made sure before she sucked my dick that she would.
Yeah, in that case I won't, but if it comes to having a baby, swallow
it! Swallow it! Can't have another one, swallow it.
If a girl was pregnant right now and I knew it was, I'd be like, you're a whore.
Way to go! Way to put it all on.
You're a dirty whore, and you don't deserve to live. Nah. Kill your baby.
Jesus Christ! I'm waiting for Steve to just spontaneously burst into flames as, like, the devil comes and fetches him.
My favorite part is he's like,
"They're expensive. I can't have another like."
He
separated.
Said, "Kill your baby." Like, he had nothing to do with it.
It's not mine.
Like Chris Rock said, "Like, what you gonna do about it?"
Because it's a lot of responsibility. I can't go through another fucking run like that. I got 6 more years. I'll be done with child support. I can't leave now.
If he goes to college.
What do you mean if he goes to college? My kid ain't probably going to college. He's not that smart.
He can always go to Vote Tech school, all right? Yeah. HVAC
as long
school.
As he stays in school, you got to keep paying.
If he stays in school?
Yeah.
Then I'll make him skip a year. I'll be like, dude, hook it up, bro.
What you should do is just
hook it up, bro. Skip 1 year and then go back.
You know what it is?
Get him a construction job.
Goes back, it's up to a certain age.
So okay, I'll make him go into construction,
Get him to tell him, dude, there's so much money you can make in construction.
I'll be like, dude, be a comic, dude. Be a comic. Yeah. Chase your dreams. Chase your goal. You got
to
start it.
I'll pay for every open mic you go to as long as you become a comic.
Yeah. I'll fucking
but by that time, he'll be so connected at the open mic, so he'll just be like, come on, it's my son.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'll be killing at open mics.
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying, but you'll know everybody.
I'm talking about me. But in 6 years, I'll be finally able to.
you'll just have your son open for you.
VIP at the mic, right?
My son did get in trouble, though, and he told a joke. There was a field trip for all of NASA. They went and Skyped in on a big screen NASA. People that worked at NASA. And he calls me up, great kid, good kid. And then he's like, I got in trouble today. I'm like, what the fuck did you do? So, of course, I'm like, drugs, you know, is he disguised the whole time? Like, what did you do? And he goes, I told a joke. And I was like, oh. Okay.
You're so proud.
That'd be funny, motherfucker. That'd be funny.
So the dad in me's like, I gotta discipline. This is where you learn how to discipline. Then the other one, the comic's like, if this shit ain't funny, it all depends. Your punishment depends on the funniness of this joke.
Absolutely.
So he goes, I says, what was the joke? I stood up and I said, excuse me, but have there ever been any astronauts on the planet Uranus?
Nah.
6-12, all right.
I was like,
yeah, because he was in front of the whole everybody.
He's just mad because it's a smart joke.
I said, that's okay. I was like, good joke. I was like, okay, joke. But then I didn't want to like hype him up and shit. I'm like, all right, it was okay.
Well, you don't want to lose any gigs.
But then like I seen him later on and I tried to fix his joke. I'm like, you could have took Planet out. You didn't need Planet in there. You know, it would have been a better joke.
Too wordy, too wordy.
You've never been on Uranus. You didn't need the planet Uranus. It tells you what it is. Uranus is a planet. And he's like, okay. He tried to like shrug off my advice. Like, nah, I think it belongs.
And
then
he goes, Dad, I was going to throw two more tags on that joke, but you kind of killed my spirit already.
And he's like, you know what, Dad? You know Kevin Hart. I'm just going to.
I know Kevin.
Yeah.
Another callback.
I tease him about it. I'm like, you think Kevin Hart's funnier than me? And he gets all upset. But he kind of shrugged it off like you would, like, all right, sure.
Your one finger is bigger than Kevin Hart. I just want to point that out.
Yeah. I like Kevin Hart.
Do you? I'm glad one does.
A lot of people like Kevin Hart.
He's a nice guy.
You know?
He's funny. Yeah, Kevin Hart's funny.
When he was like, when I was like first getting in and he was already kind of...
I'm sure he's nice. I just...
Kevin does his thing, man. That's why he's doing movies. He's a great... he's great for movies. That character, that hype, you know, shit that he does.
Yeah. And you know what also? You know, honestly, he's just a non-threatening black guy. He's 5'3".
Yeah, he's not. He's definitely a character in himself. So he does great.
I would nuzzle him.
And his energy's good.
I would nuzzle him.
I know what
you
want
to nuzzle.
I'd nuzzle.
Nuzzle is nuzzle code word nowadays. Or it's nuzzle.
I want to. She wants to nuzzle his nozzle. That's what it is.
I would. That's 3 inches. Would put him what?
Right at those little bee cuffs. No.
I wouldn't hurt
See, you want a baby, right? There goes.
Babies are 40 million a year.
I would love to. I love babies. I really do. Love babies. If I could just have kids up until like 5 and then get rid of them.
Honestly, you know what's funny? I enjoyed them when they were that young, but I enjoyed them. I enjoyed the hell out of my kids as teenagers.
Mine's kind of biggest.
Even through, because there have been, trust me, there have been some moments when, like, my daughter's like, but I want those $500 boots. And I'm like, what?
You're like, great, bye.
Oh, no. And the funniest thing she told me, I just tell the story in my act. Is that she literally called me up and was asking me about these expensive boots. And I was like, they're not in the budget. And she was like, yeah, but if you didn't eat this week. And it just like it meant nothing to her. She was like, if you cut back on your meals, we could have those boots in a week. And I was like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Right. I would love to have a daughter, though. I'm kind of envious of you having a daughter.
Son of a bitch.
I can handle that because I wasn't such a fucking slut, you know. I wasn't mean to women like you were. Obviously.
Interesting point. Yeah. I would say mean. I would just say temporary in love.
You know what? He strikes me as the type of dude that he treated him really well for like a week, and then it was kind of like, I'm kind of tired. You bounced around a lot.
Yeah, you didn't.
I had a good run.
I didn't key on women.
You grew up
here
in Jersey, right?
Yeah.
What town?
I grew up in Central Jersey, and then I went to William Patterson for college in North Jersey, and pretty much stuck around here after a quick stint back home, and then I moved up to Morristown.
I guarantee you, there's a lot of bitter women in your wake.
Some would be that way. Some are like, we could have been something. I'm like, In fact, quick funny story.
I got news for you. Everybody just be quiet for a second. You hear that silence? That's some chick just killed some guy that you made. You made her that way. You made her crazy.
I had an ex-girlfriend's father reach out to me on LinkedIn yesterday because I put up my new job on there, and he loved me. Loved me. But he knew his daughter was a fuck-up at the time. And he's like, oh, hope everything's well. Say hi. Are you a dad yet? Ha, ha, ha. So... Wrong. But yeah, they were loaded. Her dad was a radiologist. I would get, this is back in like the late 90s, early 2000s, I would get $1,000 worth of shit for Christmas for two and a half years. Two Christmas. And we'd go on vacations all the time for free.
My ex-fiance's parents were like that. They spoiled that.
And everyone's like, why'd you get rid of her? I said, well, first of all, she sucks a lazy dick. That's number one. Number two, she's
did you tell her dad that? He was like, it didn't work out.
That's not really a LinkedIn conversation.
Yeah, no.
You should have fixed it.
I did. I was like, no, to the left. It was like doing the contra code. Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA start. Done.
Yeah. Do it like your life depends on it.
Her mother was a stay-at-home, half Jewish.
So she just sucked enough to keep you interested.
She would have never sucked your dick after getting married.
It was a chore then.
Mo, would you suck a dick after getting married?
Honey, please.
TMJ. I don't know what that means.
I'm just asking.
What do you think, Mark?
I don't know. Yeah, I know, but I don't like when women do that. Like, no, you didn't answer the goddamn question.
Yes, okay,
absolutely.
Yeah, because some people just like, because they say that, and then all of a sudden you
get some people enjoy it. I love eating pussy.
Oh, amen.
Right, I enjoy it.
It's so delicious.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, for whatever reason, I don't know why. It's just...
Is Monica blushing over there?
That is not as convincing. You guys are like, yeah.
I am.
I've known to dabble here or there.
I'm enjoying
it. Well, you know what it is? It's because his wife's pregnant now. He's kind of like, I don't want to think about it right now.
I mean, sex right now is like, oh boy, there's
are
a big
Are you
going to
eat her out after?
After
watching a baby come out of
there? Actually, I'm sitting behind her shoulders as a baby. I've already done that.
Well, have you ever envisioned like your pregnant wife fucking another dude?
No.
Think about that.
Okay.
Why?
Because it's happened. I had sex with someone else's wife that was pregnant.
Like how pregnant?
Like 9 months.
God damn.
Yeah.
And I'm a hoe.
And I feel like I feel like I'm going to go to hell for it.
I was at the point where
I was like sucking on her nipples and like the milk came out. And I was like, all right, this is time to.
It's kind of warm and sweet.
I tasted it. It has a distinct taste.
How the fuck did we get to that point? Like, how did you come across and... how did you even...
It was like one of the girlfriends that I had previously, but then she left me, irresponsible Steve, for her old boyfriend guy that, you know, she didn't love, but had all the right stuff, right? had a baby and we stepped fooling around and we fooled around the whole term, man. Up until like early 90s.
So you're
the
man. Did he not have sex with her because she was pregnant? Because some guys feel like that.
Yeah, none of that. Plus, he was just a fucking moron loser. He was an asshole to her.
I find pregnant women kind of sexy. Mm.
It was. Well, it was interesting, dude. There was.
Well, if it's my pregnant woman.
I don't even own it on air, but I was like, I even ate her out while she was that pregnant, and there was like. Fetus different. Fluid or something down there. There was like a globulin.
Well, it's because you're like, what is? It's because
yeah, there was something down there.
You know what? I'm gonna give you credit. There was like green stuff. Favor.
And I'm like, this is. I gotta. We're gonna, that's the last time we're gonna have sex together. Yeah, it was like Slimer from Ghostbusters.
I've been slimed. I've been slimed.
But you know the sad part is you did her a favor.
Cynic. You're like, all right.
You realize she owes you. You did her a big favor. You were keeping her canal looped for when she gave birth.
No, but then, well, she's like all that, and then like, but then when the kid came out with Clubfoot, we were like, all right, this is a problem.
Was she like, hold on a second, this might be my kid after all, then?
Dude, the kid. Had,
you know what she did? You know, secretly she's blaming you for that Clubfoot.
Yeah, exactly. Because we never really. She blew me a couple more times afterwards, but like.
Did you see those massive fingers?
She had Clubfoot, bro. The kid had Clubfoot. I was like, this is why.
That's because Jesus thinks you're a piece of shit.
Yeah,
Jesus.
That?
No, that's because you're a finger popping her fetus and poking the kid's fucking foot in the direction. That's what you're doing.
Oh, dude. My fat stuff was leaning on it.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So now I was like, I don't trust women ever. You're pregnant.
I just love how he blames the woman.
You're such a You know what? I'll tell you.
And I get the 1953 label, you cocksucker.
Everybody thinks I'm jaded because of my divorce. I'm like, yo, not at all. It's all the motherfuckers I met after that. I had a married guy sit there in a hotel. We were like in the hotel lobby or whatever. A friend of mine. They start hitting on us. He literally gets up and he's like, I gotta go home. I gotta tuck my kids in. And then he fucking follows me to the bathroom and he's like, let's fuck. And I was like, are you out of your head? And you know he wanted to, like, raw dog it. And I was just like, God damn, man. And then you're right.
It's going to calm me down and give my kid a bedtime story.
Shit like that happens. Yeah, and then you're like,
you
know
what
I know too much. Because
you know what? You kind of screwed up his kid's future. You know why? Because he wanted to get some of your essence on him and go, here, Junior, smell this. Now, let me tell you about the three little bears.
Let me tell you about the whore in the bathroom at the W.
Which is how we all learned about sex, by our neighbor, older kid friend that made us sniff his fingers.
I can give a name.
Not
yeah.
Sure, right? It's too personal.
11 years old.
Now they're all three boy. Of them are sitting here with this look of nostalgia in their God. Eyes. Like,
no, I didn't have that.
Face.
I did.
I didn't have that.
You don't remember the first time someone went and smelled that?
I remember that. I wasn't 11 in somebody's basement.
It was my buddy's elder brother. That's who it was.
Like,
right?
And you're like, why? You're like, why? This is some neighbor guy. And it was like.
That sounds like asshole, you idiot. No, wrong finger. Sorry.
Yeah, it's always the kid with the mustache. You're like, oh, does this guy smell what? What am I smelling?
Well, I grew up with a lot of Italian, so it makes perfect sense. Yeah.
It was in her pussy. You're like, ooh, gross.
I want to play Nintendo. Shut the fuck up. Put in Metroid again.
I'm trading baseball cards. Stop it.
Dude, wasn't that great when you were playing, like, oh, you play wiffle ball, and then we discover pussy. You're like, I don't give a shit that I'm hitting 817 in wiffle ball. Pussy is so much better.
Oh, it all switches. That's why I'm waiting. My kid still plays, like, Minecraft, so I'm like, nah, he hasn't masturbated yet.
I don't think he has.
You know what I find weird, Mo, is that you're so into children masturbating. Young boys masturbating? She's like, no, he has. They're all jerking off.
I think I was, like,
it's almost
well-ish.
Like you're calling
no,
a bitch.
No, I'm not.
I was later. I was
right.
15?
No.
Most
calls,
you know what it is?
I swear to you.
15?
15.
Most kids, wait, did you hear this?
You didn't jerk off till you were 15?
No, I was late.
15.
I
really
was.
I'm a late.
That's why you hate
last kid on my
so
block.
Much.
I love you, kid.
First of all, how the hell do you know you were the last kid on your block to jerk off? Did you guys all sit around like, you jerk
circle
off?
Because
I said, oh, it's so gross, and then I finally...
Then you watched your buddy do it in the basement while rubbing his fingers in your nose? He was like, smell
no,
this,
15
hold on.
Is late, but I mean, I was a late guy,
I was
too,
physically a late bloomer, too. Like, I fucking, that's, you know, I hit the block late. I, the shortest kid, like, at middle school age, I was tall as a kid. Then middle school hit, and everyone just skyrocketed. And then I was short, like, what the fuck? And then I hit my growth spurt, and then boom, I was the last kid in my block to develop. So that's probably why.
So he's a little slow.
Yeah.
My kid's tall as fuck. He's one of the tallest kids in school.
How
he's going to be tall.
How tall is he now?
Gotta be 5'10".
And how? 12?
12.
Yeah. He's a big kid.
He's gonna be tall, big hands too. So.
Does he have sausage fingers like daddy?
He's gonna have big hands. You can see they stand out.
It's really like one of those
fucking
puppies with the huge
exactly,
paws.
That's what I was gonna say. It's like, kid, like, kids are like puppies, like boys. Especially like, oh, like yeah. If you look at pictures of me when I was a kid, I had to grow into my hands.
Right,
it was horrible.
Like, oh, I was the worst. Oh, I was all yeah. fucking. I was in this fucking pen. I was super skinny. People thought like my parents never fed me because my metabolism was so humble brag, ultra fucking fast. They're like, oh my god, you can see your ribs. I'm like, I just.
It's because you were doing coke at night.
I never did coke. I never did coke.
Your daughter might.
I know. Off some Mandingo's cock too. Is that your next line, you fucking asshole?
That's when
Aunt Mo takes her out.
Right,
you know?
Off the dick.
And my dad's a stand-up comic. thanks, Tyrone.
Aunt Monica's gonna take her out and show her the ropes.
They didn't make a film Weekend at Aunt Monica's. It's oh, like,
I don't get 17 Cure posters while they're in the room now.
Yeah. And one Tupac poster.
One?
It's
Notorious B.I.G.
It's a hologram, guys.
Oh, God. Well, this has been a fucking giggle fest. If I will say. Very testosterone oriented. Too bad we missed Mother's Day, otherwise I would have been surrounded by three women.
But this I'm not getting shit for Father's Day. Dude,
oh, yeah.
The most I got ever
the
was
shitty tie.
Was another court date.
No,
another court date was a subpoena.
Another day. Father's Day.
Yo, here's what you get, another fucking week in the tombs, asshole.
Yeah. I don't get shit for Father's Day. Nothing. It's Father's Day is such bullshit for us single fathers.
I'd rather not discuss Father's Day. Dude, it is awful. As a single dad, it is awful. Because you know what? It's like, but Mother's Day, like, you gotta be like, oh, here's some money, get your mom something. Blah, 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 do this stuff. You always gotta do something for your kid's mom. Father's Day and my birthday, nothing. And my ex-wife's fucking birthday is 2 days before mine. And they give her gifts, and they're like, oh, it's mom's birthday this weekend. And I'm
the
just
most,
like, right, my birthday comes, they're just like, we made these waffles. Here you go, fuck
yeah.
Like, it's just nothing.
And these are Eggos, you cocksuckers,
all
right?
Like, you know, and by the way, Dad, can we have the $5 back we spent on these Eggos?
Yeah.
Like, and Father's Day, and I can't even tell you the last time
you
I had anything on
Father's. The year I did really good for my ex, I had a really good financial year. I was buying her all kinds of shit. But anything she needed, I got extra shit, you know, just always extra money and fucking anything she needed, she was always asking. Filling up her gas can all the time. That year, I got a coffee mug.
Good.
That's it.
That's like that Chris Rock.
You want to hear
something?
You guys want to hear something funny?
And see, this wasn't funny. That wasn't even funny.
You want to hear something funny? I've had other women get me shit on Father's Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, you got an early Father's Day gift. You got your dick sucked by a 20-year-old who tried to suck your balls down, dude. That's a nice gift, I think. That's a gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
It was a gift, but the only time a 20-year-old sucking my dick like that is when she's like, something's wrong with her.
Oh, I'll tell you another reason why.
Like, she was a six-footer, I gotta be honest.
That's not what it is.
She was, like, struggling to put her shoes on. She's like, they're so tight. I'm like, bitch, those are mine.
Who are you fucking, Brittany Griner?
Oh, dude, I banged this chick that plays with WNBA once.
Rebecca Lobo?
No, but pretty close.
Diana Taurasi? That's all I know. Cheryl Swoops? I'm done.
This chick was 6'7".
What are you fucking?
You are a whore.
What are you fucking?
Yeah, that's great.
The Kemi Batumbo's daughter?
Yeah, no.
Could you imagine?
Not in my house.
No, what I was gonna say is the funny part is, you know what that does happen to you as a dad, and as an older dad, like when you get older, you get a lot of girls, like these girls, like 24, 25, with daddy issues, and they want.
Yes. And he said straight up, I have daddy issues.
I told you.
Like, oh wait, one more before we wrap up. This is for you, being the daughter. When you have the daughter's friends come over. And how old is your daughter again?
Which one? I got the 18-year-old. Yeah, okay. Let's go with her. Yeah.
Okay, the 18-year-old. Perfect. And their friends come over, you're like, oh, God, I want to fuck one of your friends.
No, I don't. You know what it is?
You know you're Spanish when you got two kids age 18 and they're not twins.
But they are twins. You moron.
Another chance to shit on Hispanics live in the Same Word podcast.
It's really just their
Spanish. How do you know you're Spanish?
They're Spanish twins.
No, they're just. Yeah. Now, actually, I hit two eggs because I got power. No,
Zing.
The funny part is? You know what has happened to me is like. I remember, like, some of her friends, or, like, even with my son, some of his friends, when they were young.
Your dad's so cool.
And, yeah, I'm like, your dad's a comic. He's so awesome. He's and then you hot. Meet them, like, 10 years later, and they're all, like, 17, 18, and you're like, God damn, that kid grew up to be cute.
Yeah.
But you gotta, you know, there's a thing that just, there's that mechanism with you as a dad that's kind of like, meh.
My same brother watching Glee. We eyeball up my niece's fucking friends. It's hard not to.
So one was
20 years old.
You know what you are? You're my brother.
And
we're
like,
you're Uncle
Creepy. Damn. You're like, holy shit, she's
Look, you're a human being. 20 year old. You're a human being. You're gonna notice how attractive they are.
And my brother will leak it out here. Like, yeah.
So one of the three of us are gonna pull a Kevin Spacey from American Beauty is what you're trying to say.
Oh, dude, I got a cousin that did that. I got a cousin that banged one of his daughters.
Like, I can't wait till your daughter's 18.
Oh, you motherfucker. I got two samurai swords and a Rambo.
Oh my god, dude! I gotta throw this in there. I've taken my daughter now at 18 to comedy shows, and comics are like, I'll walk away from her, and comics are always like, hey, you know I'm a comic. She's like, so is my dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's right there. He's the big guy. And they're like, oh, you're Mark Anthony Ramirez's daughter. She's like, yeah. And they're like, all right, bye. Like. Well, the funny thing was, dude, at my birthday party this year at my friend's restaurant, a couple comics came, and one dude was so creepy with my daughter.
Tina Romero.
No.
Oh, sorry.
No.
I love you, Tina.
Definitely Sean O'Hagan.
No, not Sean O'Hagan. It was a white comic, though.
Dennis Parafan?
No. It was a white comic, and he was just like, ogling my daughter and her friend the whole time, like being like real flirty. I'm not gonna do it to him.
Tell us all the mic.
They liked him a lot. They were just like, he's a nice guy. He's just a little creepy because he was creepy about it the whole night.
All male comics.
Most comics are fucking 90%.
You know what it is? Because most male comics did horribly with women. I think a lot of young comics get into comedy because they're like, it's gonna get me laid.
Until they hear your fucking act about how you watch nonstop superhero movies and fucking jerk off and cry yourself to sleep.
Yeah.
Then women are like, ah, pussy. Dried up.
Yeah, well, it's course.
Yeah, well, because humor comes from a place for a lot of us is a defense mechanism to cope with life skills. For me, I was always getting bullied. I was a young kid, new kid in school. I always had to find something that was, you know.
Yeah. So see the He's giving a jerk off motion.
He's giving jerk off motions and he keeps pointing it at Mo. All right, we get it.
I was
looking at you that time when you did that.
No, he did give me a little bit of a sign.
He did give me the fucking, yeah.
That's why
he also toe tapping your fucking right foot.
I just make jokes during, like, bad sex, so.
Did you do that, too?
It's a defense mechanism.
Well, that's where it came from me, to fit in, to try to be popular with the kids. Such fucking
Monica's getting some bad dick, waving her phone lit up like, okay, it's 1 minute left, it's a line.
Last joke.
Time to go, tap out.
Oh, speaking of time to tap out. Speaking of time to tap out, kids, we've had a blasty blast today. So let's just go to everyone's favorite, the plug section. Mark Anthony Ramirez, where and when can we find you?
I'm not doing anything.
Oh, good. So that means book him.
So book me. Yeah. Damn, I just did something yesterday. I got stuff coming up. I can't really remember it. Who's this? And my daughter's calling me. Check that out.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Daddy, stop talking about me. And I want to buy some shoes.
Working for Twitter? Anything like that you want to plug?
Just Mark A. Ramirez at Twitter, and just go to my website, marslive.com, and I have stuff in the works, and it's just, I have big projects in the works, and I'm not really...
Humble brag, ding!
Yeah, it's not a humble brag, it's just I'm really glad, finally.
Well, good for you, then. I'm happy to hear that.
Dad needs money.
You know? Yeah, it's right, you gotta pay for fucking four kids.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, happy... Who knows, she might be coming up early.
See you in the tombs.
We'll write jokes together in there.
You eat your cheese sandwich together and watch each other's shit.
Yeah, they make great empanadas in there.
Steve Martin, where and when can we find you?
SteveMartin.net, M-A-R-D-E-N.
.net, so someone took .com on you?
Steve Madden owns the .com.
Steve Madden owns, even though you're Steve Martin.
Because he took the R. For the misspelling, and I can't buy from him. I offered him $1,000. Well, he
shits $1,000 out when he fucking
Dude, I got
news
for you. I let my
which is fucked up.
I let MarkAnthonyRamirez.com slip for 2 days. Somebody bought it, and they're selling it now for like $2,300.
Yeah. So it's .net, which is fine. I was gonna spam like all his sites. I was gonna hire India guys from fucking and just spam his shit for like. I was gonna spend like $1,000 and just spamming his whole fucking.
That's why your child support's late. You're doing things like
hiring through. Sorry, kid. No sneakers for you.
Monica Vita, where can we find you besides Steve Martin's apartment later on tonight?
Hey. My shit'll be up on
covered in jizz.
At Mocha Vida, MOKAVIDA. Follow me on Twitter and you'll know where I am and you can totally stalk me.
Monica, one of the greatest lines. She goes, where can you find me? She goes, well, next Wednesday I'll be at my gyno's office for an appointment. Those are the funniest fucking jokes I've ever heard do.
Monica, can you repeat that?
How
like
funny.
You don't already have like
a All right. Well, Monica and I run a monthly show. She won't be there this month, but I'll be doing the Stairs Bar June 10th for our little monthly show, June 10th. June 15th, Slaughter Showdown in fucking good old Sloatsburg, New York. Humble brag. And then I'll be at the Yankee game on June 18th. Thank you very much.
Humble brag, Sloatsburg.
No, I know that. That's a little tongue-in-cheek. And then, yeah, I got a kid on the way, so my account is a little like in preparation for that. So, yippee-yay, yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers. Anyway, Kevin Goatee on Twitter. And let's start this up already. Why don't you guys start watching for Comics Watching Comics on Twitter? The rest of the details be slowly leaked out.
Yay.
Happy Father's Day. And that's it, guys. Kevin Goatee, Steve Martin, Monica Vita, Mark Nathan Ramirez saying aloha. Hey, Charles.
Thank you.